Nou ja, is hy tyd van die dag en jy het al seker baie die advertensie gehoor wat nou net gespeel het, Ursula Gous Consulting, nee, is dit nie lekker nie, en sy is vanoggend saam met ons in die atelier, Ursula, first of all, Ursula Gous, and here you are English, I thought I was going to speak to this Afrikaans lady, and here you are English, nee?
Good morning, Anson. Nice to meet you. Sorry to disappoint you about the English, but
no,
yes,
not.
I am English.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
And the interview will be done in English. Thank you.
That's safer, eh? Safe. Listen, Ursula, it's so lucky to meet you. First of all, are you a debt counselor?
I'm a registered debt counselor, Anson. However, I'm not a practicing debt counselor. So that means I don't sign on clients. And the reason why I do this is just to be a little more... have a little more credibility in the industry. So I respond to DaCosta and they do check on my work, but I don't sign clients into debt counseling. I specialize in sequestrations and that is the product that I do.
And you help them, of course, through the whole sequestration process, everything. Am I right by saying that?
I'm a care package that takes them through the legal process. So we have attorneys and advocates to handle the legal process. But in my personal sequestration, so I personally have been sequestrated twice, and you don't know what to do in the process. You don't know what to expect. It's such an overwhelming process where there's attorneys and advocates and debt collectors and you don't know what's happening and you're overwhelmed with all the debt. I'm the person that takes care of you in that time, what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and why to do it. So you just take care of yourself in the legal process and I tell you what to do and how to do it.
And like you said, you've been through it twice in your life. You know exactly what you're talking about. And we'll be talking more about it because we've got a couple of interviews we're going to do these couple of months and we're going to go through it. But like you said, you know, it gets difficult when it gets to the stage of how to do it. Now, my question is why is there so much shame around sequestration in South Africa?
Anton, that's such a difficult question. I think it's our parents' fault. Sorry, parents. Our parents and society have brought us up that you don't have debt. And if you do have overwhelming debt, it's shameful. You know, you should control your money. You should control your finances. And we get into debt and it's all the shame around it. And sequestrations, decades ago, it really was a violent and brutal legal process. And I know people where their parents, their household items were taken out of their homes, and they've got all of these old memories around it. But now, after lockdown and even pre-lockdown, it's become a legal process. It's just a legal process that people go through. Your household items aren't removed anymore, and it's no longer so much around shame. So what you're holding on to is not your story, but somebody else's story.
Yeah, I know what you say exactly, you know, at the end of the day. And choosing sequestration is a financial decision to reset your financial life with the dignity and hope. Am I right with saying that?
Yes, because it's a legal process. It's not you just not paying your debt. I think there's dishonesty in just not paying your debt or just leaving it. It's a legal process and it's a high court order. It's not even a magistrate. It's a high court order. So there's advocates and attorneys and trustees involved. So it's really a regulated legal process that people can use to get out of debt. But because of the shame and misunderstanding around it, it's the least used process. And that's the sad part for me, that people can use it, but rather shy away from it because my father or my uncles, something had happened in the past, or my friend told me, but they don't come and talk to me themselves. And I want them to come and talk to me that I can take them through it because I've been through it and I understand what they're going through.
Yeah. Well, what are the biggest myths? Let me put it like in Afrikaans, they say mythe. What is the biggest myth people believe about sequestration?
First one. Yeah? I'm going to lose everything. I hear this every day. And for example,
meaning the house, the car, the everything they've got. They're
and yes,
lose
you
everything.
Will. You will. So if you've got a bonded property and if you've got a bank financed vehicle, unfortunately, you are going to lose it in a sequestration. And it's because the bottom line of sequestration is you cannot own an asset. So you will lose that asset. However, 90% of the people that I see have pure unsecured debt. Hundreds of thousands, credit cards, overdrafts, loans, retail accounts. They've got a paid-up vehicle. I'll teach you how we deal with that. How many people have bonds? Most people rent. So my ideal client, we can help you if you've got a house. We can help you if you've got a vehicle. But my ideal client is the over-indebted mommy and daddy, single parents, older parents who've got unaccountable, over-indebted, and we take them into the process. Mm. The second one is I can never rebuild in my life again. Personally, I've been sequestrated.
I was about to say, here you are, you know, and look where you are today. No?
And that's it. I bought my car 3 years after my rehabilitation. And after my first rehabilitation, I never had a me to teach me how to rebuild my credit. And that's what I do for my clients. I don't leave you when you've done your sequestration. I take you through your rehab. And after your rehab, I've got two clients at the moment. We did their rehabs in November. And we're working for a 2 year that they can get a bond. We're working with a bond originator. We're building up the credit record. So I bought my car, fell in love with a Mahindra, walked in, mm-hmm. bought the car, but I built up my credit record, which was the most important part, and I'm there to help you with that. And Anton, the next one is I'm a failure.
Oh, yeah, and that's when people hit the depro and all that.
You know, it's, and again, it's such a societal thing. And yes, unfortunately, there are people who judge you in sequestration.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking. And you know what? That person judging you is generally 1 month away from where you are. Mm. You never know who it will be. So yes, you do get judged.
Mm. But there's hope.
Absolutely.
And that's why you are here, is to help the people right after that, when it happens, to take them through the process and to give them hope to carry on from there and to help them
And do it right. You know, and you've got to do it right.
Yeah.
So sequestration for the right person is the best thing you will do. For the wrong person, it will destroy your life.
Correct.
And that's the important part in sequestration. Yeah. You've got to do it right. Otherwise, it can become a legal nightmare.
So before sequestration, people can already phone you, Ursula, and you can help them through this or even stop them before going through a process like that. Is that also, or do you only help from sequestration onwards?
Not at all. I do a free assessment. So I insist that I do an assessment and a free consultation. I want to see that you are the right person. Sometimes debt counseling works. I work with other registered debt counselors who I refer to. If debt counseling will work for you, I send you along to them. I also do budgeting coaching.
Oh,
sometimes nice. People just sit in front of me who just don't know how to budget, who just don't know how to manage their money. So I sit with them and I say to them, no, sunshine, you don't have a problem with too much debt.
Yeah.
You just need to manage it properly.
Exactly.
Stop the Mauritius holidays. I don't know. And I'll sit down with them and I look at it. And then you get people who really sequestration is the only option. And that's the person that I will walk a journey with.
I was about to ask you, who qualifies for sequestration and how does it help?
Okay, so sequestration is actually simple. As soon as your debt is too much, it's more than what your assets are, and that you cannot pay your debt in 5 years. And if you just sit down and do that sum, the second qualifying is you need some form of income. Unfortunately, sequestration is not a free legal process. And there's a big misconception that it is a free legal process.
You have to pay for it.
You have to pay for it. It's a high court order, so it is a rather expensive legal process, but it's always cheaper than most other options. And that's what I do for you. I work out a payment plan with my attorneys, what works for you. And so in that high court order, so who qualifies? Let's come back to that. It's anybody who has debt that they cannot pay back in 5 years and an income to pay for the legal process.
Ursula, this was really, really, how can I say, insightful in Afrikaans. It's really
insightful.
Yeah, and really thank you for this. And I think we're going to be speaking to each other more recently, of course, Ursula Goos. Please, guys, give her a call. Where can people get hold of you? Just while asking that.
So, Anton, I've got a website, www.ursulagoos.co.za. and always on email. My email address is ursula@ursulahose.co.za. Alternatively, you can use info@ursulahose.co.za. And my cell number is 078-263-3548. Anton, I just want to say, please, if you can't get a hold of me, I do have 3 admin staff who work for me. So many times you'll speak to my admin staff. They will do an assessment with you, and then it'll come through to me. But I will always do the consultation with you. I meet every single one of my clients that I know that this is the right process for you before I walk the journey with you.
So best would be, please go to the website, ursulahose.co.za, gaan maak 'n draai daar. Ursula, thank you so much. We're going to be speaking to you soon again. And if you've missed this interview or you came in halfway through and you didn't catch the first part, you're more than welcome to go listen on our website again. It's www.lekkerfm.com. You can go listen to the interview again there, 10 minutes after we've... after we say goodbye, yeah. Ursula, thank you so much. Keep well. Thank you for what you're doing. And, of course, looking forward to listening to the next one and see how you can help us as plebs when it comes to this type of stuff, you know, when it comes to sequestration and all this kind of stuff. Thank you so much and have a great day.
Thank you, Anton, for your time. I appreciate that we can shed some light on this for your people.
Daar sê, soos julle die onderhoud gemis het, asseblief weer eens gaan luister op ons webblad by lekkerfm.com en dan julle gerus weer gaan luister wat om te doen. Ursula Gous.co.za, gemaak 'n draai daar.